This morning I'm going to be reading from John 15, verses 1 through to 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in me and in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love one another. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let's pray. Loving God, open our hearts today and allow your word to reach us deeply. Help us to push aside whatever thoughts and feelings we've been holding on to as we came into worship today. Nurture us with the strength of Christ, the vine of everlasting life. Enlighten us with the wisdom of your Spirit, which flows through us today and all of our days. Keep inviting us to live in your love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. So I'll be honest, I've used this John passage in my reflections a few times over my years here at St. John's. But I wanted to use it again this morning for a variety of reasons. One of the main reasons is not because I love gardening, because as I said before, I don't. And in fact, none of us in our house actually love gardening. However, you should know that our hostas, our ivy, our waving petunias, and Hawaiian punch hibiscus are all doing very well. And if you know me at all, you'll be very impressed that I actually know the names of all of those flowers. I'm using this passage, though, because I love the imagery of it. The gardener, the fruit and the branches, the vines and the roots, and yes, even the pruning. I'm using the scripture passage because it was also the one, as I mentioned, that I had in my covenanting service 6 years ago when I got my official recognition as a designated lay minister. And I'm using it today because I feel that it speaks to our faith journeys louder than many others, especially right now. It has been a very fitting one for me in this season of my own spiritual journey, as I feel God has been pruning me and preparing me to be transplanted a bit. I've spent a lot of time looking back on our past 20 years of ministry together here at St. John's, and it is with joy that I see how we have kept our eyes fixed on our gardener. Now, as Sheila mentioned earlier today, this isn't my last Sunday, so I'll save some of my fondest memories and stories and learnings for that week in July. And as I shared with council a few weeks ago, For me and my family, this will never be a goodbye relationship, but rather it's a see you later. In our time here at St. John's, we have grown deep roots, experienced much growth, gone through some pruning periods, and shared with all of you the fruits that have come from all of that. Our John scripture today tells about the vine and the branches and the fruit, and if we break it down, we can see that God the Father is the gardener of all of it. He works in us to carry out his sovereign will of producing good fruit from our lives. And if we trust that God is the gardener, then we can also trust that Jesus is the true vine that brings life into the branches, which is a representation of each of us. The purpose of the vine is to bring nourishment to the branches in order that they might produce fruit. And when we are separated from the vine, the branches wither and die. The vitality of our spiritual life is dependent upon our connection to Christ, the true vine. So we, as branches, long to be connected to the vine, which is Christ, so that we can sustain life and bear fruit that will love and serve others. Jesus said, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful apart from me. Abiding in Jesus means remaining in the presence of Christ throughout our days. Now, just because we are believers does not mean that we always feel connected to Christ. Sometimes things get in our path and create a disconnect from time to time. Things distract us from a Christ-like life. Our priorities become different. We move away from the community who has spiritually fed us over the years. In many ways, we feel separated from the vine. As individuals, we need to be connected to Christ in order for our lives to have spiritual fruit growing. And more importantly, as a church, we've got to be connected to him in order to hope to develop spiritual fruit that will change the spiritual landscape around us. God wants to make us fruitful, but it's our responsibility to stay connected to him and not wander off on our own, rushing through things and fending for ourselves. But not only do we need to stay connected to Jesus to bear spiritual fruit, we must acknowledge that we need to be spiritually pruned in order to bear this fruit. Pruning is necessary for fruit bearing. The more that you cut back, the grander things will become. Life is a process of pruning in which we learn to separate things in our lives. It's not an easy process, but it's a necessary one. Pruning can look pretty severe at times. Everything gets cut back. It can almost feel like a really bad haircut. Yet pruning is a beneficial process. And when we belong to Jesus, we are blessed to have a most wise and loving gardener. God is willing to prune away things that need to be reshaped, remolded, and changed in our lives. We hear in Scripture that fruit will only grow on new growth. Last year's vine will grow more vines, but it won't grow fruit. This means that we need to continue to seek new growth in our relationship with God because it is out of this new growth that will continue having an effect on the world around us. We need to start a new work in us so that we might create a new harvest. Over the years, I've learned and relearned and been reminded over and over again that as much as I need support from others, my main source of strength and support needs to come from Jesus. Without that connection, I am sure to wither up from exhaustion and feeling overwhelmed, and I am sure to lack growth. I've also learned there have been fears in my life and false things I have believed about myself that I needed to let go of. John writes of love, deepening the challenge as he reminds us that Christ's love is perfected in us only when we allow that love to cast out all fears and anxieties. Jesus comforts us with the reminder that, as our vine, he is always connected to us, removing our fears of failing and sustaining and nurturing us as we grow in love. And what is it that God is doing when he prunes the branches in our lives? He is causing us to stop depending on ourself and others in order that we might rely fully on Christ to bear more fruit. Being honest, that's the call I have felt from God these past few months. My plans for the future didn't have me going anywhere other than here at St. John's. My plans had me focusing on the strategic renewal outline and growing from there. My plans had me continuing to build the relationships I've come to rely on here. But when that still small voice continued to speak to my heart in those quiet moments of life, even when I pushed it away and tried to tune it out over and over again, I knew that my plans were being pruned. I was being nudged out of a place of comfort and familiarity. God was calling me to do something new. And if I'm being honest, it hurt a lot. And it's been scary, and all of those fears and anxieties and lies I believed came flooding back. But I'm trying to trust my gardener. And yes, it still hurts, and perhaps it will for a while. But pruning is never supposed to be easy or pain-free, is it? And yet without it, we can never be sure of how much growth we will have. We can never be sure of the what-ifs in life. I've grown in my ministry here at St. John's over the years. I was the youth leader first and then became the staff associate and then the designated lay minister, and now I'm the recognized designated lay minister. Whole lot of letters that really are confusing. For me, though, my biggest measure of growth has been within the past 7 to 8 years. It was then that I was surrounded by a godly staff that poured into my ministry, who encouraged me to step out from behind the shadow and grow into the person God created me to be. It was then that I realized my value and worth. You see, Sheila gave me freedom to be creative, to take an idea and run with it, to invite people to experience worship in new ways, to be the minister she knew I could be, and the one that I am today. Deb and Svetlana supported my wild and crazy ideas to sing wild and crazy songs and help me deliver the gospel in new ways, continually building me up when I forgot how to take the next step. And Jen and Ken have never questioned why I needed to order weird things or set things up in strange ways, because they just knew that's part of who I am. You, my congregation, have allowed me to try new things and have picked me up when I've failed, continually supporting me through difficult times. And all of my kids, over the past 20 years, have hopefully forgiven me for times when I failed them or pushed them outside of what they thought was possible. All of you amazing people have allowed me to grow, have allowed me to try, have prayed with and for me as I tested you and perhaps even exhausted you. We have worked side by side as fruit has been grown here. And above all things, you've loved me. You've helped me grow as a wife, a mom, a friend, a colleague, a leader, and as your minister. Loving others means putting our selfish desires behind the needs and desires of someone else. And let's face it, we don't always feel very loving. And to be even more honest, some people and some things are often way harder to love than others. But because God is love and because God loves us, we are called to love one another. Do we as God's chosen people uphold the ideals we heard in the reading from John this morning? Do we really love each other? Those are hard questions, and I think it's impossible for us to live in the way John encourages us to live unless we have a lot of help. It can't just be us on our own trying to love and support one another. We need to be attached to the gardener, nurtured through the vine, reaching out his branches and sharing all of that love with those around us. Abiding in Christ's love is the key to sharing Christ's love with others. Jesus had been teaching his disciples a new command. Love one another as I have loved you. This commandment is at the heart of all Christian living. Jesus knew that the best friendships were the ones planted by him. And true friendship evidences the qualities of patience, kindness, gentleness, and faithfulness without seeking its own interest. All of these fruits of the Spirit make friendship grow by adding enrichment to every relationship. Friendship provides the relationship that bring about 90% of the people into this family of God. Friendship evangelism provides a warm relationship where people are able to feel the affection of a loving Christian. John writes of that love deepening the challenge as he reminds us that Christ's love is perfected in us only when we allow that love to cast out all fears and dares us to love every brother and sister we meet. Jesus comforts us with a reminder that, as our vine, he is always connected to us, sustaining and nurturing us as we grow in love. Now, perhaps I'm not the only one to feel a little uprooted and pruned lately, as life as we've come to know at St. John's over the past 20 years will soon be uprooted and pruned a bit. But I firmly believe that God is pruning all of us for a future of good fruit. We are being prepared for things that will stretch us and challenge us, yet draw us closer to him and allow us to reach out to the communities around us in love. John's message this morning is simple. God is love. God loves us. Because of God's love for us, we should love one another. Over the years, I believe we've done well in loving each other. Has it always been easy? Heck no. But through it all, we've worked together with Christ to make St. John's the amazing place we know it to be today. We need to allow God to continue to prune us. We can't control the pruning of one another. That's not our job. If God is the ultimate gardener, we have to trust that he will continue to prune us into the people, the family, and the wider church that he needs us to be. This isn't it for any of us. In fact, this is just the beginning of a new growth, of greater fruit, of fresh beginnings. God calls us out of our comfort zone to be free of the ways we've been accustomed to and comfortable with, to root ourselves in his love and grace, and to grow branches that will become attached to the vine and produce good fruit. We've been through a lot together, my friends. May we always remember the branches we've grown, the fruit our God has created through us, the ways in which we've been pruned so that we could start anew, and the roots of love and friendship that we've shared. Thank you for allowing me the gift of being one of your ministers and for walking with me through the planting, bearing of fruit, and pruning of it all. It may not have always been what we were expecting, but it has indeed been a tremendous blessing and gift for the entire Boulanger family. May you always keep your roots firmly planted in a place of love. May you continue to answer God's call and be open to his pruning regardless of how long it takes or how difficult it might be. May you continue to bear the fruit that will last. Keep loving each other in the name of Jesus. So we will see you later. But for now, may you know the impact you've had on all of us as you've allowed us to grow and share with you.